This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO. Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
A little bit of Joel. You may be right. I always like hearing that. Especially from my wife. I don't hear it very often, believe me. It is 1570 WILO, 107.2 Boone. Well, hey, we're glad to be with you in this, what is it, Tuesday? It is Tuesday. Tuesday and Thursdays, Party Line, Shan Sheridan with you. And it is going to be another warm one. We'll be talking a little bit about that. Also going to be talking to Sean Reeves of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce coming up in a little bit. And then kind of free-for-all, top of the hour, going to be talking with Melissa. We got a lot of things going on, getting ready for school to start back up. Hard to believe that we're saying that. Stuff the bus is coming up. I believe that's tomorrow night. We're going to be talking to Melissa about that and all the things that you can do to help make that happen. But to help make the Party Line happen, we have our sponsors. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big Old Tires in Lebanon. And then we have our new sponsor, a good friend of mine. Really great to have him in town. We're really appreciative of Jimmy Caldwell. Avery Home Furniture, Mattress, and Appliances in downtown Frankfort, one of our new Party Line sponsors. And he's open for business, and they've got a beautiful showroom. You need to go check it out right downtown Frankfort, there on the north side of the square next to Ellis's. Big deals. Save money now 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for all things Clinton County and beyond. The WILO Party Line telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by, and they take care of all the other Hoosierland telecast, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, TC Trailer, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big Old Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Sheep's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, and Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, all bringing us to HoosierlandTV.com telecast for the Party Line and all things that we broadcast throughout the year here on WILO Casper Media. Well, it's going to be another hot one. We still have a heat advisory until 8 o'clock tonight. Today, area of fog. It was a little foggy coming in this morning. Otherwise, sunny, high around 90. Winds are calm, though. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 71. And then tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 2. And then Thursday night, 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and things you know, really getting lower, getting down back into the 50s, and then Friday, Sunday with a high near 76. So, hey, we just got to survive the next few days, and we'll be okay. So right now, joining me, always cool, calm, and collective, Mr. Sean Reeves of Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing fine, doing fine. Just beating the heat with you know, some cool tunes, and just trying to survive the summer. But it's been a busy summer, been an active summer. It has been a warm one, but we're glad that we're going to see a little bit of relief coming up at the end of the week.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know, and maybe it's my old age and senility. I don't remember a hot stretch like this in quite some time with this high humidity for this long. I remember getting, you know, like high temperatures a lot of days in a row, but the humidity has been so darn high. I've got 160-pound St. Bernard that I have to get up at 5 a.m. to walk because he just can't handle it if I wait any longer.
Oh, yeah. We have dogs, but we have a dog that's our garage dog, lap dog. He does, but he likes being outdoors. But we try to do everything early or evening because it's been just, you know, so hot, so warm. But I think you're right. I don't know if it's so much the temperature. I mean, even though the temperature's been high, the humidity has really been. Now this is like Louisiana weather here. I mean, the humidity down in Louisiana never changes. It's always about 110%, so it's always moisture in the air. But here in Indiana, you normally get a little bit of a reprieve. But this summer has been a very humid summer, which means it's the weeds have been incredible. I cannot keep up with the weeds. So
you know, I spread new mulch, and we bought the upgraded mulch this year. You know, like, to put in our beds where, you know, it's supposed to kill the weeds, and it ain't killing the weeds. I don't know if we got a bad batch or those weeds. Well, just the lawn in general, about this time, my lawn starts to burn out a little bit and it slows down, and it's not slowing down at all because every, you know, 2-3 days we catch a heavy rainstorm and this high heat and humidity. I mean, it's just fuel. So my lawn's never been greener or growing faster.
Yeah. So, oh, that's true. The gas consumption is going up because I'm mowing more, and so the price of doing the lawn care is going up for sure. But, well, Sean, a lot of things happening over in Boone County. I know the humidity is just as bad there as it is here, but there's also a lot of cool things happening as well.
Yeah, we've got a couple big events coming up that we're really excited about, Shan. Two in particular. One, we have our Boone County Bites Food Festival, which basically will have between 20 and 25 different food vendors going to be out for that. Everybody from Cedar Cafe to Clues Brews to Taco Alibi, to our friends at Backroads Barbecue, Bone Barbecue as well, Parky Smoke. I could go on and on. They're all going to be out for this event. So it is a great time for you if you want to sample lots of great tastes of Boone County all in one spot. $25 you pay to get into the event. You don't pay anything else once you walk in. Unless you want a beer or a glass of wine, that's on you. We're not going to provide that. But you get a taste of every restaurant. We've got all kinds of different flavors, too, like Thai Corner. So if you haven't never tried Thai food and you say, I don't know if I'd like Thai food, well, here's a great chance to try Thai food. That's a different flavor. So you walk in, you get to sample all the booths. We've got some vendors there as well that will be doing some giveaways. And just a great one-day event. It is on August 23rd. It's $25 a ticket. We do have a special VIP hour, an hour before the event, which has a couple of special food demonstrations, as well as a smaller group of people. We only sell 100 tickets for the VIP hour. So it's easier to make your way through if it gets really crowded. So we have live music that day as well. And then Tenoria Askew, who was a she was a contestant on Gordon Ramsay's cooking show, and she is a local Boone County resident, and she is going to be doing a food demonstration during the at the event as well. That'll be not during the VIP hour, but during the general admission hours of 12 to 2. So we're excited about it. We have some great sponsors, Bill Estes, Chevy and GMC, Hickory Cottages as our entertainment spot for this year, which is a great apartment complex. To call them apartment complex doesn't do them justice. It's almost luxury living right by the field house. We have Central Credit Union is going to be there. First Farmers Bank is going to be there. So we're just really, really excited to have such great partners there that are going to be supporting our event.
And what is the times again on that, Sean?
Oh, 11 to 12 is the VIP hour, and then 12 to 2 is general admission. And with that, you can get those tickets on Eventbrite. If you just put in Boone County Bites on Eventbrite, or you go to our website, it can direct you there as well. But if you just put in Boone County Bites, those tickets come up. They are limited. We don't have, we tell the restaurants to prepare a certain amount of taste bites. So I would tell people, don't wait till the last week. And it's at the 4-H Fairgrounds at the Boone County Farm Bureau building. So it's a nice venue. It's inside, so if it's nice out, we can throw open the door and let natural air in. But if it's like it is today, we'd have that closed in the pump. And so it's not a weather-affected event.
Very good. Well, that's a great day to eat because that's also our community day over here at the airport. So at 7:30, we're going to be serving free pancakes and sausage. That'll all start kickoff at 7:30 till about 10, and then we've got some events at the airport going on till about 2 o'clock ourselves. But folks could come over and enjoy all of the festivities at the Frankfort Airport, and then head over to Boone County and catch some more food. It could be a great day of just kind of stuffing yourself.
Well, what I love about it is we've got a nice mix of sweet and savory bites there, as we call them. So you can kind of load up on one or the other, and they balance each other out too. We're just excited to have just a variety of vendors this year. That event's sponsored by Ideal Food Group, and we're just thrilled of all the support they've given us with this event. It's a second-year event, and we're just looking to continue to see it grow. It's a fun day just to come out and hang out. It is a 21 and over event because there is alcohol served, and so we want to be clear about that. So it's not something to bring the family to. It's not a rowdy type of thing. It's more just easier on us. 21 and over, you come, it's a day out with your friends, and enjoy it. So we're super excited about that event. And then for people who may be looking for career change or for jobs, we have our Boone County Job Fair Plus, which is going to be on September 18th. That is presented by Eli Lilly, our chief sponsor of that event. And we're really excited about this. We're hoping to have over 30 companies there. We're still securing some, but we've got some big companies already committed to that event. Everybody from Heiko Logistics to Gaylor Electric. As I said, Lilly is going to be there. So if you're looking for an opportunity to meet some of the folks that are doing the hiring for the new Lilly facilities up in Boone County, great event to come out to. Wide variety of different types, from distribution center work to manufacturing to executive level work. All we're looking to span the gamut in the different jobs that are going to be available. You know, Lilly, one of the big things they're looking for is people with engineering backgrounds. So if you have that sort of thing or you want to break into that sort of field, what a great way to meet some folks, make face-to-face connections, let them know who you are. So we're excited about that. And that is going to be on September 8th, and that's also at the Boone County Fairgrounds, but that's going to be in the Whitman Pavilion. And you can sign up for that on our website as an attendee to start getting your spot for that as well.
Yeah, and so the job fair coming up Thursday, September 18th, and, of course, a lot of opportunity for some career changes. We've got a lot of jobs that are coming into the area, into the region, that folks maybe, maybe not happy where they've been. Maybe they've been there. Maybe they want to just a different scenery, or maybe it's a young person that's just stepping out into the workforce world. It would be a great opportunity to get some experience, and if nothing else, interviewing experience, and I think that would be great. So that is coming up September 18th.
Well, yeah, and Christian, you're in my role over in our neighboring county there over in Clinton, to pull off one of these fences is a big, big carry. But to pull two off within 3 weeks of each other,
yeah.
we're pretty busy right now trying to get it all put together. But we're having a good time with it, and we're excited about both these events because they're really great community activation events. You know, we want to offer resources, and that's the other thing with Job Fair Plus that I think we're really excited about is that we have the ability to offer resume prep. We're going to have interpreters there, so if you have someone who is, not a native English speaker, but is still looking to work, we're going to offer service to help them. We're even going to have Central Credit Union there offering financial literacy both in English and in Spanish for people who are looking for help with that. So we're really excited to embrace that, our community, and help them find work. And sometimes it's not that you don't have a job. It's just, hey, I'm looking for something a little different. So we want to offer those opportunities, and what a great chance for you to dip your toe in the water and just see what's out there currently in the job market.
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely. And, of course, the Chamber involved in a lot of variety of different aspects of the community, not only, you're driving small and, mid, large-sized businesses, but you're also part of the workforce development and also part of events and community development. So there's a variety of different things that the Chamber is involved in that we that sometimes we take for granted, greatly appreciate all the work that's done. We just finished up the Hot Dog Festival over here, partnering with Main Street. Main Street puts it on, but we're one of the sponsors, and greatly appreciate that. It was our 30th anniversary of the Hot Dog Festival, and it was hot. It was no yeah. doubt it was hot. But
you guys put the hot in hot dog, huh?
Yeah, we definitely did. But again, though, I look back at the opportunities that the Chamber can provide. It's not just about events and mixers and getting together and connecting, but it does offer that part of that economic development piece when it comes to workforce and being able to support an employer and being able to have those relationships where we kind of know where the resources are for someone that may not know because they're just new in town. That's a pretty big connection, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. The other piece that I would say that we're really excited about with that event, on the, you talk about the connection piece and building community piece, our friends at the Community Foundation are going to also have a volunteer fair that same day at a different part of the fairgrounds. If you're familiar with the Pavilion at the fairgrounds, there's a tunnel that goes to a separate building. I forget what that building's called, but you can easily have access and stay inside the whole time to get there. And so they'll be having a volunteer fair. So folks that maybe are looking for some volunteer opportunities or to engage their community will have the opportunity to meet with a nonprofit that day. So you might have someone who says, well, I'm looking for a job, but I'm also looking to get more active in my community. What are the opportunities? And they're going to have a lot of nonprofits available right there. And we have some nonprofits that are participating in the job fair as well that are looking for work. So if you're interested in working in a nonprofit, Aspire Indiana Healthcare will be there. With some hospitals going to be there. So we have lots of different folks from all different sectors, including profit and nonprofit, involved in that event.
Yeah, and then you've got a lot of other things coming up. You've got Women in Business coming up on August 5th and the Founders Forum. So you got a big August. The summer's been busy. It's going to continue through August.
Yeah, we definitely, we don't cut back on our program, but we throttle back, I'd say, as far as the summer just gets so busy. And when kids are out of school, it's harder for us to get people to come to stuff sometimes when you're dealing with vacation and travel and people doing summer hours at some places. So we do some things, but not, we kind of throttle back just a bit. So that means we ramp up moving into fall. So my wife's a teacher, and she went back today. We're starting to see over the next few weeks all these different school districts are going to be heading back to school, and that means the parents get back into their swing of things too, and it's easier to get them to come to events either before work, after work, et cetera. So we're excited about that, and we're just excited for fall late in general because, like you said, we have a ton of stuff going on between our ongoing programming, like a Women in Business and a Founders Forum, or our special big events, what we call our signature events, like Boone County Bites and the Boone County Job Fair Plus.
Yeah, I mean, and of course you mentioned going back to school. It's hard to believe that school starting so early anymore. I remember the days when we didn't go back till after Labor Day. It just, you had like the entire month of August. In fact, normally August was kind of that month that you're kind of settling in, trying to get ready but your sports had some practices started and things like that. It was kind of that. You kind of get back in the routine, but anymore, school's out end of May, early June. Then you've got a variety of different, fairs and festivals and things, and maybe you try to squeeze a vacation in or something like that, and then it's right back to school. It's a challenge I'm sure it is for educators like your wife.
Yeah, I think that, where my wife is, she teaches down in Franklin Township, and my daughter goes to Brownsburg. They go back tomorrow. And I think the key for them is that they're on that balance calendar.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask next, if you're on the balance calendar, yeah.
Yeah, which I actually, to be honest with you, as a parent, I actually kind of like. I mean, I wish they had longer off during the summer, and my, But at the same time, having 2 weeks off in the fall, 2 weeks off in the spring is kind of nice for vacations or for getting some time off. I always tease my daughter. I'm like, I don't think you need 2 weeks off in the fall because you're already giving you 2 weeks off. But it is nice to have that time. But it does mean you go back a little early. And the idea behind it is, you know, typically it's about the law, retention, having better retention of what you've learned because you're not out of school as long, which makes sense, I guess. But it does definitely, you know, in our days, I had air conditioning in my school, but I remember there were a lot of schools, you know, back in the 80s and 90s that still weren't always air conditioned. And you go back, can you imagine being sitting in a classroom today if you didn't have AC? You know, that would be it'd be a tough ask of the kids.
Yeah, brother, I can relate. I'm 10 years older than you, so growing up in Louisiana, we didn't have air conditioning in the schools. You just learned you had box fans that were put in the windows, and that was if a teacher would bring one. So, you know, you survived. I mean, you got through, and there was no short days or anything like that. You went through a full schedule. Of course, you know, now I'm sounding like a grandpa that, you know, I walked to school uphill. But I want to go back to balanced schedule. I would agree with you. I like the balanced schedule. I have seen a lot of different school districts and met, you know, teachers. I know that it gets initially a lot of folks, you know, want to push back because I know teachers have other jobs that they work the summer. But the balanced schedule to me makes a lot of sense because you can plan, I think, accordingly, being able to have a couple of weeks here and a couple of weeks there. It's, to me, balanced, you know, and it gives you a little more, and to the student's point, it's not just about the time off, but to your point about the student's retention, having that opportunity to get right back in the classroom sooner than later to retain that information that you learned in the previous year, I think that's big, and I would imagine that the school teachers, the educators, would probably, you know, appreciate that they don't have to, it doesn't have to be so repetitive and have to go back and kind of reteach kids things that maybe they spend the first, few weeks, you know, trying to remediate.
Well, I think that one of the things that you have to, if you put yourself in the educator's shoes, is that they are typically being judged by their test scores, right? And that's a big piece of where their compensation comes from and what determines a successful institution versus another, and that's a whole other debate. But what I would say is that if I'm being judged by that, then I definitely don't want to have to backtrack too much on what you have forgotten. Because if we're being honest, that just that makes my job even tougher. And so that's where I would personally see if that would be the plus of it. I mean, everybody wants a summer off, and I feel like those educators definitely earn it because it is a very tough job. But at this, you know, so I think there's positive and negatives to both. I mean, like anything.
Now, does your wife like it?
She does. She does, but she wasn't. I will say, I don't think she was actually against it, but there were some questions when they first did it. And yeah, she does like it, and feels like, and she's working with a lot of people. She works in the world of special needs kiddos, and so I don't know if the retention is the bigger piece there, but I think the for some kiddos, having having, you know, that here, I know how my day works. I get up, I go to school, I do this.
Routine.
That's the word I was looking for. So having that routine is helpful, I think. So.
Oh, yeah, and I think, again, you know, sometimes a kid can have too long a time off. You know, my grandma used to say, an idle mind's a devil's workshop. And then my mom learned that, and she kept pounding it in my head as well. So, you know, you're not going to sit around idle. You want to be, and I would agree that the idle time, you can start thinking things and doing things that maybe probably you shouldn't. So having the opportunity to stay active and engaged and busy, and especially that age where your brain is still developing, you might as well have them to be, developing their intelligence level, and or at least their, level of learning opportunity. I mean, teaching kids, and because I really believe this about education, this is the one thing I believe that educators, and I would imagine most of them would agree, that if they could teach a kid anything, it's to teach them how to learn. Because I think if we could just learn how to learn and learn to be sponges to want to learn more. You know, education, the knowledge, the information, it's all out there. But you've got to want to, and you've got to have a drive to. And I think, you know, I know that the teachers that were most impactful in my life gave me a desire to want to know more. They gave me enough to dangle the carrot enough for me to say, well, let's not stop there. Let's get the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. And, you know, I think that that is a very key component to education. What say you, Sean?
I think so. You know, I feel like, you know, unfortunately, people like to point the finger sometimes at education being a failing of stuff that's not in the world. And I couldn't disagree more. Now I think that everything has there's a time, and they're not everybody's perfect. But I think that these folks, and I say this as the son of a teacher, my mother-in-law's a teacher, my wife's a teacher, so had a lot of educators in my life, and I had people that changed my life as educators. And so people don't choose to be an educator because they're going to make $1 million. They're choosing it to have an impact on a child's life, and so. By and large, I think they're doing great work. And so I think that the balance under, if that helps them, it helps the student retain, I think that's a good thing. So when the original summer calendar was put into place, I know, you know, there was, hey, you know, the conditions of the schools at that point, you know, if they didn't have AC. But also we know from an ag community, it was because kids needed to be working at that time, right?
Yeah.
They were helping out with the family farms. And so there's reasons for it, and there's still, you know, still folks that are doing, you know, that do that. So I do know, you know, coming from my wife's family being a farming family, that, you know, there is strain put on kids that are still working the farms and are a part of that, you know, because they're going back at this time. So that's something that might be considered in more ag central communities. But I think in general, yeah, it seems to make sense. Now some other study will come out and say it doesn't, I'm sure, but and this is just in our own personal experience, I think both my daughters took to it really well when Brownsburg instituted it.
Yeah, and you know, to stay on the subject just another minute or so here on education, I think that the world of education is changing because, you know, legislation is changing on a regular basis on how to educate. And you go back to the testing, I think a lot of emphasis and a lot of, you know, maybe too much emphasis has been put on those test scores and what those. I mean, I know there's got to be metrics. You've got to be measuring sticks regarding what, you know, kids are learning and how they are moving forward. But just having a test score doesn't necessarily always give you the best result or really give you a true measure of what that young person maybe is being engaged in. At school, and maybe what they are learning, but because some people and everybody learns differently, everybody has a different way of you know, soaking in that information, like we were saying, and it's important for the teacher. And again, that's part of the teacher's responsibility and the educator and maybe the system to be able to look at that that individual kid and say, yeah, you know, you learn differently, so maybe we need to figure out how the best way we can serve you. And And that's a challenge because there's a lot of kids that, you know, when you're talking the numbers game, that is a challenge.
Yeah, I think that's what we've learned, you know, and once again, I want to preface this by saying I'm not an educator. I don't have it's not my specialty. But I know just from personal experiences, I was a voracious leader or a reader as a kid. I loved reading books. But at the same time, I didn't learn. I'm not someone, if I'm reading something to learn, that's really difficult for me. It always has been, which is an odd, you know, mix of skills there.
Mm-hmm.
But now in the age of YouTube and online learning and those things, if I want to figure something out, I'll YouTube it right away. And it's amazing how I feel like I can. Stuff, whereas if I was reading it from a manual, I wouldn't have learned it. So much so that years ago, I really wanted to build a farm table for our dining room. And I, for me, would have never done that if you would have given me instructions. Say, follow these instructions. Here you go. But watching a video of another person doing it and him showing me, I did it. I built a great table. It's still in our dining room today. And I'm not someone with carpentry skills. I didn't grow up with those skills. And so for me, that's how I think about learning. And so I think when you've got all these different kids, some kids are better at learning one way than the other. So as a teacher, you have this really unenviable task of trying to educate all these different people that the learning model might be different from them. And so I think there's just these inherent challenges, and that's where I say, you know, I have metrics in my job, I have metrics in your job. When you report to your board, I'm sure they want to see certain things. And sometimes I hit those goals and sometimes I don't. But sometimes if I don't hit them, it might be because of this external factor. And these kids have external factors too. So when you're grading everything on a test, I think that's where the challenge comes in.
You know?
And that's why some of the colleges have dropped the SAT and ACT scores from their admission standards, right? Because they know not everything's in a test. Now, some are bringing it back. So it's an ever-changing piece, and I don't envy anybody who has to do with that. I will tell you that our chamber, we have three school districts that serve Boone County, and all three superintendents are on our board. They have been welcome to come to our board as non-voting seats, but to have a voice in how the chamber can help the schools get, and with the goal being, these are going to be the future workers of Boone County. How can we embrace them and help them ready for that work?
Yeah, important to have that voice at the table for sure, as we have meetings that we certainly engage with our superintendents, and so importantly, and more importantly, that they engage with us to be able to, you know, share and share what's happening in the school situation and working with the students. So, well, Sean, it's hard to believe it's already 9 o'clock, but how folks get a hold of you? I know we've talked a little bit about education, but you know the chamber. If someone asked me one time, what does the chamber do? Well, it's kind of one of those questions that what does it not do? I mean, it's involved in so many different areas of the community. How do folks get a hold of you to talk more about Boone County, find out more about the Boone County Bites, also the job fair coming up, all of those great events?
Anybody who has a question for the chamber, would like to grab coffee with me, would like to become a member of the chamber, can email me directly at Sean, S-E-A-N, at boonechamber.org. And they are welcome to even, you know, I welcome all opinions. Like I said, I always kind of preface this sometimes and say, well, this is Sean's thought, not the voice of the chamber, just my personal thoughts. And but yeah, anybody who has a question, concern, wants to come to an event, become a member, we want you involved. So just reach out to me, Sean, S-E-A-N, at boonechamber.org.
All right, Sean, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. Hey, stay cool, and wish you all the best as school starts and your wife gets ready to get back into the classroom, and keep eating at the table, brother. That's nice. That's a nice thing that you built for your family.
I appreciate you. All right, thank you guys. Have a great week over there.
Thank you, man. Talk to you soon. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sean Reeves, the chamber director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more Party Line.